Journey through the Higher Arcana. I awoke with the awareness this was the day. This was the day when my journey into self-realization and initiation began, and I was ready. I had all I would need, me. As I dressed, I felt my new white robe around my legs, and as I put on my snake belt, I knew I was ready for this inner journey. I was a magician. And, as all magicians knew, what aspired for could be created. All one needed was to do the action. I took a deep breath. I was ready. All things were possible, and I was ready to proceed with this inner journey. As I stepped before the High Priestess, I knew that I had to request to be allowed to enter the halls of awareness. Inside, I quaked for a moment. What would be expected of me? Would I choose correctly? Oh, would I manage to complete the journey? I was ready and committed to go on this journey of self-discovery. I looked at the High Priestess before me and felt the knowing of the secrets emanating from this beautiful lady. Her headdress of moons seemed to sparkle in anticipation of what was to come. Would I be admitted into the knowingness, passing through the veil into who knows what? And, before I was aware of any change, I felt the euphoria inside me. I felt the love sweeping through me as I gazed at the beauty before me. I was on my way. I was there. I was in the lovingness, and it was so difficult to breathe it all in. The beauty, the essence of being. I was at one with all there was and felt vibrant and alive. I had passed through the veil into the garden. The Empress was there with me. I could feel the Empress with every breath and knew deep within my being love was the essence. And as I drank in the essence, forgiveness rose within me. As I was at one with all there was, nothing would or could be held within. I felt like I could ride this essence of love forever. Then suddenly, everything shifted. Looking around, I wondered, where had all the beauty gone? I felt lost. Where was the feeling of love? Where was the understanding, the knowingness of it all? Instead, I was in a dismal place, a barren place. As I looked far in the distance, I saw there were mountains, but they seemed so far away. What had happened? When all of a sudden, a man appeared, dressed like he was going to battle. But as I apprehensively watched, all he did was sit in a throne which had appeared. I walked up before him and examined this man. Who was he? Where did he come from? The Emperor. By the way he sat and looked, seemed to be saying, what is the use? Nothing truly works. All is taken away. I felt the pull to stay, to keep him company, to forget the beauty and love. And I began to emphasize with his bitterness because love had disappeared. And for a moment I was lulled into believing I had dreamed of the garden, the Empress, Goddess, that it was truly for naught. But from within I remembered. I had undertaken a journey, and here I was at the first obstacle, ready to give in. No, I was going on. And as I strode past the Emperor, with my eyes on the mountain in the distance, I felt everything shift beneath me. I looked down. I was dressed in a different robes. I had roses and lilies upon it, and before me was a very different figure, a vastly different figure. I felt drawn to this man. This was a man of great learning, a hierophant. I was happy to sit at his feet and learn more. Oh, how much more there was to learn. It was as though my ears, mind, and brain had opened, and the knowledge poured in. How one created, how one destroyed, choice, how one had choice in using the force, how energy worked. Much was explained, and I absorbed. learning the keys of life, how life was balanced, how it all was a special spiritual universe, a universe where the great spirit of love, compassion, peace, and understanding was there to be utilized. How this spirit worked within, through the three minds of each individual, how these three minds needed to be in alignment in order for the wonderful universal force to work with ease. Oh, I thought, how could anyone not want to be part of the one, the whole? And I embraced the knowledge. I took it in. I had no idea of how long absorbing this knowledge took, but I came to understand. After spending time with the Hierophant, I was given a challenge. I at first did not realize it was a challenge until I became aware that once more the scenery around me had changed. My robes were gone, and I was once again in a barren land. Before me was a naked man standing in front of a beautiful tree which seemed to be alive. He was looking at a naked female who was also standing in front of a tree. My thoughts raced around in my mind when I thought of two aspects, the feminine and the masculine. Then the female looked up. I followed her gaze and saw a beautiful angel in the air. Except I found it hard to keep my attention on the angel, as there was this cloud which kept coming between us. So I kept my concentration on her and watched her become transformed as she looked through the clouds to the angels, whose outstretched arms embraced both the woman and the man. They were joined together as one, like lovers. And as this realization came, the sun burst out and embraced all of them. Then I remembered what I had learned. The conscious mind must go through the subconscious mind to connect with the superconscious mind. I got it. I understood. By using my masculine conscious to surrender to the feminine, my subconscious, I could reach the superconsciousness represented by the angel. I would be in alignment. I got it. It was at that moment a voice rang out. Congratulations, you have completed the first stage of your initiation. You are now ready to proceed on. I felt a burst of pride inside. As I looked down, I saw a square emblazoned on my chest. I had reached the first level. I had passed this inner test. I realized that on my head was a crown of stars. I was shining in my own light. I carried the wand of authority, and I was in a chariot being drawn by black and white oxen. I was ready to leave behind the old and move on to the next level. I was ready. Oh, yes, I was ready for the next stage of the journey. I breathed a large sigh. I felt my hand patting a large lion before I saw it, and I was not scared at all. In fact, I felt calm and peaceful, and the lion just licked my hand like the big old cat I had grown up with. I admired my beautiful dress and the rose garland around my waist. I felt such peace and knew I had strength to handle anything which came my way. I had a quiet, peaceful understanding of what it took to create. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it. It gave me peace of mind, and it appeared to me like everything else was at peace. I thought, I'm back in the garden. I'm back with the Empress. And no sooner had I had that thought than everything shifted again. Oh no, I thought, what now? What did I do? As I looked around, it became clear I was high on a mountain with snow all around me. I was dressed in a long dark robe, and all I had was a staff and a lantern to light my way. It was dark, yet the light from the lantern gave me all the light I needed. I felt I should feel cold in all this snow, yet I wasn't. What's this? What does this mean? I thought. I'm like that picture of the hermit I saw a long time ago. Now what do I do? As I pondered, I realized for the first time in my life, I was totally on my own. I stood by myself, being totally responsible for myself, who I was, what I was, and what I was going to do. And what am I going to do? The longer I stood there, the more I became aware of my inner thoughts, the small voice way deep inside, as though coming from my heart. Go on. What does go on mean? I pondered. Yet stronger and stronger it came. Go on. Finally, I had the thought. Okay, I'm going on. And immediately I was thrusted from the mountaintop into chaos. What's happening? I thought, as I felt myself being tumbled this way and that way. What's happening? Finally, through the chaos, I began to remember my lessons. How to center, how to direct energy, how to become one with the energy around me. Ground, ground, remember, remember, I told myself, and I did. Slowly, the wheel of fortune stopped, and I was able to get off. Had I learned? You bet, I told myself. Always remember the basics. Do not get caught up with yourself that you don't remember. There is always more to learn and know. Yes, I thought. Chaos is waiting whenever you forget what it is you need to do when you proceed ahead. As I pondered what I had learned from the chaos, I realized I was before another being. A stern figure sat in front of me with a sword raised in one hand and a pair of scales in the other. What now? I thought. I'm getting tired going from one thing to another. I need to rest. But I did say I wanted to do this. As I looked at the figure, I realized I could not see beyond it. What lay behind this being? He sternly looked down at me. Then, as though hearing his voice in my head, I heard, "Are you truly committed to this journey? Do you want to carry on? Or have you learned enough? You can stop here if you wish." I hesitated for a nanosecond. "Yes, I want to carry on. I want to go further. I am committed. I want this journey for me." "Well," said the figure, "you will now begin to learn how justice works, how the law is not blind, how it operates on many levels. Enjoy these next experiences. They will serve you well." And with that, the scene faded, and I found myself looking at a man. Actually, the man I was looking at was the hanged man. He was hanging upside down, tied by a foot. As I looked at him, I noticed he smiled, and when I spoke to him, he smiled more. He did not seem to mind he was hanging upside down. As I looked, I felt myself being turned upside down, and before I knew it, I was hanging just as he was. "Oh, no," I thought as I twisted and fought the bindings that bound me. "Oh, no, now I've done it." I looked over at the man beside me. He was so still, so peaceful, and seemed not to mind being upside down at all. I kept twisting some more. Then, as though from deep within me, I once heard my inner voice speak. "Be still. Accept. Allow." I took some deep breaths. "Right. Breathe. Remember to center. Remember the exercises. Remember what you have been taught." Slowly, I relaxed and breathed. Yes, I could feel myself relaxing. The peaceful feeling came. Accept, accept what is. As I settled into just being there, upside down, breathing deeply and evenly, a smile came upon my face. And as the full meaning of acceptance came to me, then, once again, I felt my world turn. "What now?" was my first thought as I felt a horse underneath me. As I had not ridden a horse before, but had seen enough movies to know how to hold the reins and pull my knees close to its side. It was a beautiful white horse, and I realized I was dressed in armor like the old knights. I felt a moment of fear, and then I realized I was a skeleton. It was as though every bit of flesh had gone from me. Oh my, now what? I'm death! I'm dead. I've truly done it now. and the horse walked slowly on. And as it did, I saw beyond the river before me was two pillars with the sun shining through. Was this where I am going? Was this where I need to go? Was I getting close to my destination? Wasn't it before two pillars I had stood when I began this journey? Yes, it had been. I felt energy. I felt excited. I was getting close. I was unsure of how long the horse walked because I had begun to doze when all of a sudden I was aware I was no longer on the horse. I opened my eyes with a start. What? Oh my! And then I began to struggle to balance myself when I realized I was standing with one foot on a pool of water and one on the earth. I became aware of many things all at once. I was wearing long white gown with a triangle now emblazoned on the square and a crown of sun on my head. Plus, to my surprise, a pair of wings came out from my back. I also had a cup in both hands and water was being poured between them. As I balanced, I created the temperance I needed to have. I became aware of the small path leading away from the pool towards the sun which was behind me. Again, I felt a sense of pride, of worth, of accomplishment, as a voice said, "Good work! You have reached your second stage of initiation. Now you will continue until you have completed." I have achieved something. I'm here. I'm crowned with the sun, and I'm obviously on my way. I began to feel quite smug. I've done it, I thought. I'm doing what I set out to do. No sooner had I had that thought when the scene changed. Oh, how it changed. I felt fear and then concern. Oh, no, what had I done? I knew I created everything which occurred to me. Now, what had I created? I felt a chain around my neck, and I saw both my feminine and masculine chained. So, I thought, both my masculine and feminine are caught. I noticed that they were chained to the bottom of a cube, with a most horrendous creature was sitting on top. It had a head like a goat and bat wings, and was smirking as though to say, "Ha ha, look what I have here." Oh no, I thought, now what am I going to do? Think, think. I'm in the hands of the devil. Now let me remember. What is the devil? Oh yes, it is the part of me which is not with the light, the all, the one. The part of me which does not believe and wants nothing more but to keep me trapped in my emotions and disbelief. Remember what I have learned. All things in this picture are me. This is me. This hideous monster is me. The man and woman are me. All I need to do is unhook myself and be free. And with that thought, lightning struck. Fire broke out, and the hideous monster and all that I had created came tumbling down. As I felt myself flung back away, I felt like I was falling from a high tower. Remember, let go. Do not hang on. Let go. And I let go of it all. And with that, I turned myself around to see where I was going. As I fell, I remembered all my lessons. It was as though each lesson was there before me, and I felt cheerful in knowing I knew within the answers. I knew what I needed to do. And before I had time to put my new awarenesses into perspective, another shift had occurred. A big breath of relief. I'm here, naked as a beautiful woman, again with water and land, only this time I'm kneeling on the water. I have two jugs of water, I thought as I poured one back into the pool and one onto the ground. I'm whole. I'm one. I know. Behind me, the stars in the sky shone brightly, one shining bigger and brighter than the other. I am like a star, I thought. My inner beauty is shining through. Oh my, I can hear a beautiful bird singing. This is indeed a beautiful place. Am I back in the garden? And I stared into the water at my reflection. I suddenly became aware I was in the water, not as myself, but as a crayfish working to get out of the water. Frantically, I struggled to get out as the moon came out. Dark shadows began to appear until the sun was totally hidden. I noticed that on either side of the path upon which I was struggling to get onto was a wolf and a dog. I racked my brains. What did they signify? I know, I was told so long ago. What was it? Oh, yes, conscious and unconscious. What are they doing here? Everything had been so peaceful and beautiful. I struggled some more and became aware of the pillars before me. They were so close. I struggled harder and harder. I struggled the more I seemed to slip into the water. What am I to do? I have come so far. Now I am to be defeated? No, I will remember what I have been taught. With this thought, I relaxed, and as I relaxed and began to sink back into the water, I remembered what I had learned. Center, relax, accept, keep the end goal in sight. Oh, yes. I relaxed once more and visualized my end result. And pow, I felt the shift. I opened my eyes, not realizing I had closed them tight. My, I had done it. No longer in the pool, I was back on the white horse. Only this time I was a young child. I had flesh, and joy was coursing through my veins. I felt the warmth of the sun, no longer hidden, but vibrant and alive. Looking around, I noticed I was beyond the garden wall. I was out, and the sunflowers seemed to say, "Congratulations, you've made it." I felt content, knowing that the journey was nearly completed, and wondering what still was unfolding before me. I held on to a large red flag and felt the headdress of the red feather as the horse walked strongly and sturdily forward. As the horse walked, I felt a sense of peace like never before, and the sky opened before me, and an angel appeared, blowing on his horn, announcing my judgment. I had passed the test. Before me, coffins opened, spilling out different aspects of me. They all rejoiced in the acceptance of the divine love which the angel heralded. I had been through the trial and had come out the other side. I felt the total celebration as I transformed a child into an integrated adult. An adult who was completely unified within, a total inner oneness. I was one with the world. I felt complete, whole, and at one with all things. I thought, I am here now. I will rest here a moment and fill myself up with this completeness, and then I will walk on. And this I did. From that day on, I walked as the full, practicing what I had from the journey, that the garden of love is within, that I create everything in my world to accept, relax, center, and work with the universal laws. I had learned that life was continuous, and although I had undergone one inner journey of awareness, the spiral of learning was waiting for me once more, to aspire to learn more and once again stand before the High Priestess and request another journey, to continue with the spiral of life, learning, and happiness. The end.